Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
On a Sunday afternoon. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Bob Prosen. Bob is the author of Kiss Theory Goodbye, the developer of the outstanding new program Small Business Accelerator. And that's what we're talking about right now, and especially the first part of that accelerator program, which is establishing some objectives. And Bob, that's where we are. Let's get started. What can we do to help our small business owners get their objectives established for the new year?
Okay, grab your pencil and paper, folks. Here comes the meat. There are three areas in business where you have to have objectives. I'm going to go through each one with you. The first area is financial. The second area is for your customers or your clients. And the third are objectives for your employees, your team. You have to have all three of these. When you combine them the right way, you'll out-execute your competition and you'll win. So let's look at the financial objectives first. Here are some of the ones that I always recommend to my private clients. You have to have objectives. First is the obvious, top-line revenue, sales. Here's one that you probably haven't thought through. The number of salespeople who are making their quota at any time. So at every month, how many of your salespeople are making or exceeding their quota? We also have to look at utilization of our people, and that's hard for some businesses to quantify. But let's face it, about 70 to 80% of your costs are tied up in people.
Right.
So measuring utilization is essential, regardless of the position they hold. Productivity. The next one is cash flow. The most important metric in business is increasing positive net cash flow. It trumps EBITDA, it trumps net income, it trumps everything. So you have to measure that. Accounts receivable and days sales outstanding. And in the program, I teach you how to actually calculate every one of these. Inventory, how many turns you have and the age of your inventory. I just finished working with a Caterpillar distributorship and help them with their entire inventory. You have to understand this, particularly in today's world, because of the capital that's involved.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, inside of financial, you have to measure your headcount. Companies still struggle with how many people they have, where they are, how much they're paying them.
Mm-hmm.
That has to be really refined.
And what kind of what's your compensation logic for giving people raises, so that you compensate people enough so that you've done the right thing, but also so you don't wind up, you know, over a period of several years, you know, wind up paying them too much and, you know, that you can't keep them.
Absolutely. And here's a little tip for everybody. When I was running bigger companies, and now that I run a small company, I make sure that I compensate my people more in bonus than I do in base salary.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Now, I keep their base salary very competitive,
right,
but I don't want to ratchet that up every year. What I'd rather do is give them a good-sized bonus based on us achieving our profitability.
Do you reveal to them what the bonus strategy is, the bonus logic is?
Absolutely, I do. In fact,
you show them how their performance, their contribution contributes to the whole, which they wind up benefiting from.
Absolutely. I think that's imperative to be transparent on that. You don't have to commit to the exact dollars. What you commit to at the beginning of the year is that you'll fund a pot based on the financial performance of the
mm-hmm.
business.
Mm-hmm.
And with that pot, you'll distribute that at the end of the year based on individuals and how much they contribute to the profitability of the business.
Right, right.
In fact, yeah, I just finished working with Sport Clips, which is a fabulous, fabulous franchise. Matter of fact, it's the fastest growing franchise in America. On young men and boys' haircuts, so it's a sports motif.
Mm-hmm.
And they implemented exactly what I'm talking to you about this morning and your listener. They had the most profitable year ever in 2010. How's that?
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And they gave out the biggest bonuses they ever gave out.
Impressive, yeah.
Yeah, it's an absolutely great program.
So I want to come back though to there's another one thing you mentioned earlier in your list of things, folks. All those things are important, but there's one very important one that most small business owners completely miss, and this is where they get into trouble on their cash flow, Bob. And that's the receivables, the days receivables. the relationship, well, I guess I should say, the relationship between days payable and days receivable. If small business owners could could have the financial records up to date enough to be able to calculate that, I'm not going to tell them they would never run out of cash. I'm just going to tell them they won't be surprised when they do. And that's the deal,
Jim,
isn't
that's
it?
Very insightful. In fact, as part of the program, I literally give you the formulas and walk you through how to calculate that for your business. I have a friend here in Texas that runs a small business flooring company. Years ago, he called me up and he said, I've got a problem with my accounts receivable. I spent 30 days looking at his data, and when we were done, we dropped that accounts receivable in half.
Wow.
He stopped being the bank for his, for his customers.
Yep.
It's powerful. You don't want to be the bank for your customers.
Well, but the thing is, if you are, do it because you decided to do it, not because you were ignorant.
Do it strategically.
Yeah, I mean, you. There may be a time when you want to be your customer's bank, but do that, and then you can know how much to charge them, because then you got to go to your bank and let him be your bank.
Yeah, you've got it well thought through.
The
I agree with
you. Fund the whole thing, and then you know how to price your products. Otherwise, you're ignorant, basically, of what's really going on in your financials. And so, folks, you know, of all the things that Bob mentioned, that in this list of financial objectives, I got to tell you that days receivable, days payable relationship is in my opinion is and because one of the benefits, Bob, of being able to calculate that is that means that you've got current and accurate financial statements, and because you can't do one without the other. Hold on to that thought. Bob Prosen and I will be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Crippling mankind, dead kings, many things I can define. Occasions, fires, frightens, clutter your mind. In the sense of compliments.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.